So we're beginning the new parak. We're still on Ayin Gimel Ba'Achila. So the Mishnah lists. So now we're talking about. We're done with all the avodas from Akipurim. All the avodas that's complete. And now we're talking about exactly Bizman has. Exists on the Yom Kippur in terms of a regular person. What halachas? What isurim? What mitzvahs exist? So the Mishnah says Yom Akipurim Asur Ba'Achila B'Shisia. No eating, no drinking. Ubechitza, you can't wash your body. Ubesicha, you can't smear oil, anoint any part of the body with oil. Ubenilas hasandal, you can't wear any leather shoes. Ubetashra shemitah is forbidden as well. The Mishnah says, however, hamelech vakala yirchatzu es peneim, a king or a kala, newlywed, so she, they, those two, a king and a kala, are able to wash their face. V'achaya tinoles hasandal. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, and a chaya, a woman who just had given birth recently, Gemara will discuss how long ago she had given birth, but someone who's given birth, because it's hard for her, she's weak, she's a chola, so she's allowed to wear leather shoes. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So those are a few of the exceptions. The Chacham said, no way, your leathers cannot wear leather shoes. It's not, I guess Chacham are going back on all the cases. On all the heterim, or just going back on the yoledes? All the above. Okay, so there's no heterim. All the above mentioned heterim are forbidden according to Chachamim. Across the board, there are a total of five inuyim, five of these isurim that one cannot do in Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Ha'ochel kikoseves agasa kimoha uchigira nasa. So someone who eats a koseves, that's a shear, a certain amount of food, along with the whole food, along with its seed, its pit. Vashos emali lugmav, and the person who drinks a mouthful, that's the shear that you're chayiv in Issa Deraisa on Yom Kippur. Again, for eating the koseves and for drinking a mali lugmav, that's the shear of eating and drinking Yom Kippur that you're chayiv. Kol ha'ochlin mitztarfim l'kikoseves. All different types of food. It doesn't have to be just bread or just meat. You could combine the meat plus the bread or carrots or whatever you want. That is all mitztarif, joins in to create one shear of kikoseves for the Isser of Yom Kippur. V'chol ha'mashkim mitztarfim l'melo lugumav. And also when it comes to drinks, all drinks that I drink on Yom Kippur are all mitztarif, can be combined to the shear of l'melo lugumav to be chayiv someone on eating and drinking Yom Kippur. However, ha'ochel v'shosa ein mitzarfen, but you cannot combine eating and drinking together, says the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah has a lot of information here. One, it lists all the five Yisurim, and then it talks about some exceptions, including a melech and a yoledes, the Chacham argue, and the final thing talks about the exact shear of eating and drinking. So Gemara goes on to say now, aser, it's only aser to eat and drink, anish kar esu. It shouldn't say it's forbidden, it should make a stronger language, it's chayv karis for eating or drinking on Yom Kippur. So Amar Rabbi Ila, V'yisema Rabbi Yirmiya, lo nitzcha ela l'chatzi shir. No, let's talk about chatzi shir. We discussed chatzi shir, I think, once before, if not twice, maybe even. The meaning of chatzi shir is when there's less than the amount of shir, less than a koseves, so there's no chiv kares. So yes, when you have a koseves, that shir of koseves, so in a chanam you chiv kares. Less than that, there's no chiv kares, but what the Mishnah is being mechadesh to us is that there is, however, an iser derais of eating even less than that. So just taking a little bite of something on Yom Kippur, or a little drink of something on Yom Kippur, would be an iser deraisa, but not kares. So the Gemara says, hanich l'man damer, that makes sense, that chatzi shir is aser, that makes sense, chatzi shir aser min ha-Torah. If you were to hold, that in fact, chatzi shir is aser min ha-Torah. Elman damer chatzi shir mutter min ha-Torah. There is an opinion that says chatzi shir is completely mutter. You can eat on Yom Kippur less than a shir. You can drink less than a shir. So my iklamemar, what are you supposed to say? Why does the Mishnah then say lashon iser? The Mishnah should have said a chi of kares for eating. Di'it mars, we have a statement that says chatzi shir. Rabbi Yochanan amar asim min ha-Torah. Rish Lakish amar mutter min ha-Torah. There's a machlokes. Rish Lakish versus Rabbi Yochanan. So anichal Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. He'll say, why did it say aser and not chiv kares? Our Mishnah is talking about eating less than a shir. Chatzi shir, that's why the Mishnah says aser. Ela l'Rish Lakish, ma'ik l'meimer. According to Rish Lakish, where there's no such thing as chatzi shir aser min ha-Torah. So it's the Mishnah which says aser has to be talking about where there's a shear. So if it's talking about the proper shear, it should have said the stronger language of there's a chi of kares when one eats or drinks on Yom Kippur. So how are we going to explain the Mishnah according to Rish Lakish?
Shouldn't it be that if there is no chiyuv min haTorah, then it should say asur because then you're not chayiv karis. And if there is a chiyuv min haTorah for chatzis
no.
shiur, then you should also be chayiv karis. Or min haTorah chatzis shiur, it's asur but it's not karis.
According to Reish
Yochanan. According to the one who says that there is chatzis shiur min haTorah.
It's asur but no karis.
But no karis.
Correct.
Okay. So that makes sense.
So how is Reish Lakish going to explain this Mishnah? So the Mishnah says, the Gemara rather says, Mo de Reish Lakish she'asur midir banan. Reish Lakish agrees, you're right, min haTorah, chatzis shiur is mutter, but midir banan, there is an isser. So when the Mishnah says asur, it means asur midir banan to eat and drink even the smallest amount. If you have the proper shear, well not proper shear, but if you have the shear of kukoseves, so then not only would there be actually an iser deraisa plus kares. But less than that, that again would be an iser midirbanan, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about, lefi reish lakish.
Which is not kares from derbanan?
Correct.
What is it?
Everybody, just an iser midirbanan.
Which, and you overcome that iser. So mm-hmm. What is that?
What do you mean?
You overcome iser midirbanan.
Right.
What is the reish for that?
So sometimes it could be makas mardus. It's lashes, a different type of lashes than midiraisa. Sometimes it's just an isser midirbanan.
That's it.
Yeah. We wouldn't take it lightly, though.
For sure.
And when Bracha says, you're chayiv misa for violating a chachamim. It's worse to sometimes violate a dindirbanan than it is to an isseraisa. So the Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case that according to Reish Lakish, there's only an iser midirabanan of chatzis shiur.
How do you explain all the people that do eat on Yom Kippur and still alive? Meaning they eat, not only they making a feast on Yom Kippur, chavana.
And who says they die right away? The punishment doesn't necessarily happen that day. That's one. Number two is they could be considered tinok shenishba, which means they didn't know any better. They were raised not religious, and you can't hold them responsible for that.
Also, there would be no Bechirat Kofi. I mean, if everybody who does an Avera gets punished right away, everybody would be...
That's true.
That's part of it.
I just want to hear another prospect of it.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to convince me. I just want it. What the Talmid Chacham says about it.
So the Gemara says, if that's really true, according to Reish Lakish, that the Isser of Chatzis Shiur is only Asser Midirabanan, Ihachi, if that's the case, Lo Nechayv Ale Karban Shuvah. So you shouldn't be responsible for carbon shvua. The next few lines are going to be a bit tricky. You're not going to be chayav a carbon shvua. So let's understand this. Alama tana, what's a carbon shvua is a person makes a shvua to do something, and he doesn't do it. Or rather, it should really be, if a person makes a shvua to not do something, and he does it, he's going to be chayav a carbon. He says, I'm not going to jump up and down. He makes a shvua, and he jumps up and down, he has to bring a shvua. So we're going to see a similar case when it comes to chatzis shiur, how it's going to seem to be contradictory to what Reish Lakish holds. So the Alama Tanan, why does the Mishnah teach us as follows? Shavua shelo ochel, v'achifos shkatzim v'ramasim chayif. Person says, I'm going to make a shavua that I'm not going to eat. And then he goes ahead and he eats something that's asr. He eats nevela, which wasn't shechted properly. He eats trefa, that a particular type of... punctured lung or something. Or shkatz and vermasim, various types of bugs and insects which are asr to eat. He's still chayv a shvua. Even though he ate something that's asr, it's still considered a maisa achila, and he violates a shvua, has to bring a karbon for violating the shvua. But Rabbi Shimon don't poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you're poter, because since you ate something that's asr to eat, it's not considered an achila. Okay, what does it do with us? So the Gemara asks, why are you chayiv for bring a shvua? A person eats these asr foods. Mushbav omed mahar Sinaihu. He's ready. He already is pre-sworn in from Har Sinai. And the look at Rashi says 1, 2, 3 lines down or Y lines down in Rashi. He said mushbav omedhu v'havalei nishba l'kaim es hamitzvah. So you can take a shvua on something, a shvua that already exists. So then to the shvua, already we're mushra, we are sworn in at Har Sinai to keep the entire Torah, so we have a shvua already, outstanding shvua, we're not allowed to eat nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, v'ramasim. So a person, based on other sugyas and shvuas, you're not allowed to take a shvua on top of another shvua. So when I take a shvua, I'm not going to eat any nevela, any trefa, well that's not a good shvua, because I already have a shvua before him. So how then does the Chachamim think that for the second shvua I take of Neveles v'Trefos, I'm going to be chayav a carbon? that second shavua should not take effect because it's on top of already pre-existing shavua. So the Gemara explains as follows. Rav, Ushmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, all three of them, De'amri, they all say, V'kolel dvarm hamutarim im dvarm ha'usurim. No, when you ate the shavua, I'm not going to eat an avelis for trefos. I included other things as well that are mutter. I'm not going to eat any meat today, I said. Any meat, whether it's kosher meat or treif meat, I'm not going to eat any meat. So included in that was a heter shavua. I am allowed to take a shavua on kosher meat. So once I included the heter meat, mimela, I also included the usher meat. So shavua was chal. And when I go ahead and eat nevela, so that shavua is going to be, I went against that shavua, and therefore I am chayav a karbon.
So within the lashon of his shavua, he included things that are mutarim, or he's just, I don't know, because his lashon is very clear. He says, I say just shelo'ochal.
Right.
Okay, right.
So Rashi sounds like he articulates it. But look at Rashi three wide lines down again. Becholel.
Yeah.
Says, Shvua shelo'ochal, lo basar, shchudav lo basar, levela. It sounds like he says both of them.
He says in the
Lashon. Demigo, the chayl ahatera. Once it's chal on the heter part, chal nami asur, it's also chal on the asur part.
Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Says, when I make a shvua, I'm going to say, I'm making a shvua that I'm not going to eat kosher meat, I'm not going to eat treif meat. Since my shvua was also on kosher meat, and the shvua for that part will work, mimele it's also going to work on the osir meat.
But there are some of those shvua from Har Sinai.
Right, so if I just said it alone, just I'm making shvua, I can't eat nevela or trefa, that
shvua
doesn't work.
Yeah.
But once I include it with things that I can make a shvua on, such as kosher meat, so then once the kosher meat's chal, it also works for the non-kosher meat as well. They come together, according to the Tanakhama, at least, the first opinion here. Okay, so that's we're still working through this now. And then the Gemara says, V'resh Lakish comments on this. Amar, I'atamotzi ela b'mifarish chatzi shir v'aliba d'Rabbanon. So, Rabbanon hold that in general, I'm going to say it's outside, then we'll read inside, when a person says lo ochal, I'm not going to eat, he automatically means I'm not going to eat the proper shir. I'm not going to eat a kezias. That's when you say lo ochal, that means I'm not going to eat a kezias, which implies less than a kezias, there will be no shvua. When I say shvua, I'm not going to eat, that means I'm not going to eat a kezias. If I eat less than a kezias, I don't violate the shvua. So Reish Lakish explains, according to the Chachamim, who says lo sochal stam, means kezias, you have to say it's a case, iata motzi el b'mefarish chatzi shir, it has to be a case where I articulated, I said, I'm not going to eat a chatzi shir of the nevela, according to Rabbanon, because if I simply said I'm not going to eat the Rabbanon, I'm not going to eat Stam, that means I'm not going to eat the Shear. Let's see.
So he's saying, if he would say I would eat a Shear, then it's no Shua because it's already Misina.
Exactly.
So how can the Shua be Chal if he says only Chatzi Shear? And it has to be according to Rabbanon who say that there is Chatzi Shear Midraisa.
Exactly. So Reish Lakish, I think, is giving a second explanation of this
right.
This case. The first answer was, how does Shavua work on Nevela? First answer was, because you're combining Nevela with the kosher meat.
Right.
Reish Lakish
says,
no.
Even if you don't combine.
Exactly, even if you don't combine.
And if you eat Chatzi Shear.
Because Chatzi
Shear. And Rabbanan, who's told that there is Chatzi Shear Midaraisa. And then that's it. Then you're good.
Wait, no. So I think he has to say Chatzi Shear is not Asa Midaraisa. He has to say it the other way around. Because if it's Asa Midaraisa, I already mush B'Mahar Sinai. You have to hold
no,
that.
Sorry, it has to be Chatzi Shear no midaraisa.
Exactly.
Right.
So Chatzi Shear is muter midaraisa. So how can I make a shvua on nevela? Very simple. If I make a shvua on the Chatzi Shear, because normally Reish Lakish holds Chatzi Shear is muter. So if I say I'm going to make a shvua on even the Chatzi Shear part of things, that will be chal Chatzi Shear. But how do I say a shvua on Chatzi Shear? According to Chachamim, whenever I say I'm not going to eat something, it means I'm not eating a full shear. So the only way to say it according to Rabbanan is if I say I'm not going to eat explicitly. I've got to articulate. I'm not going to eat a chatzi shir. I'm making a shvua. I cannot eat a chatzi shir of nevela. That's a good shvua because I was never commanded from eating chatzi shir min haTorah. It's shvua chal. If I eat the nevela, this is iser.
It's a little bit.
That's just very confusing. Make a shvua. So that's the Gemara. So that's we're going to come back to connect it to Reish Lakish about saying that's only us and midrabanan. We're going to come back to that point. Right now, the Gemara thinks that you cannot make a shvua even in Issur Derabanan. That's the Gemara's question. But right now, forget the connection to what we said before. I'll say this again. Midiraisa, right? Reish Lakish is assuming right now that Midiraisa, Lashitaso, Midiraisa, Chatzi Shir is Mutter. So let's say this is a paper. I'm not sure if it's heft or not. Here, I'll take this tissue. This is mine now. This is aser, and this is doesn't tear some off. This is mutter. Midrash, I can eat this nevela. So he says, you know, so when are you able to make a shu on a nevela? When you make a shu on this little half a shear of nevela, the shu is going to be chal. Now, as an aside, he has to just explain, how do you say such a shu? If I just say I'm not going to eat nevela, well, that means I'm automatically meaning I can't eat a shear of nevela. So you have to say, I can't eat a half a shear of nevela. So that's what he says according to the Rabbanan. There's another opinion we'll see in a second. Rabbi Kiva says, no, when you say I'm not eating a nevela, anything, I'm not eating something, it means even the small shear is included in that shvu as well. But that's a very secondary point. The ikar point here is that Rish Lakish holds that you can make a shvu on less than a shear. Because he thinks chati shear is mutim in the Torah, so therefore shvu is chal on a chati shear. And just again, the side point, the parenthetical issue is, how do you articulate a shvu on a chati shear? So let's see that inside again. Let's take it from Reish Lakish, two lines from the bottom. Reish Lakish, the last two words on the line. Reish Lakish Amar, Iya Tamotzi, the only way you find it is, Ela Befarish, Chatzi Shir Valiva Dirabonim, where you say the Shavuot is going to be Chal on a half a shir of Nevela. Oh, Bistam, I don't say Chatzi Shir, I just say I'm not eating Valiva Dirabikiva, the Amar, Odom Osher Asma Becholshu. When a person says I'm not going to eat something, he means even the smallest amount, he's not going to eat something. So whether it's according to Rabbanan or Rabbi Kiva, the Shavua can be chal on the Chati Shir that is normally Mutim Minat Torah, the Shavua can now make it Aser Minat Torah. So the Gemara says, so what's the question? So the Gemara says, so if according to Reish Lakish he holds that Chati Shir is Aser Midirabanan, so the Shavua shouldn't be chal even on Aser Midirabanan. So Josh was asking before, well, how does that work exactly? Shavua Mushma Min Har Sinai. We said Shua cannot be chal on something that's mushma b'har Sinai already. This is not mushma b'har Sinai. This is a Isser Dirbanan that the Chachamim created later on. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. The Gemara asks this question. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, came with the Islay Heter Min HaTorah, since Midaraisa, you really can have the Chati Shir. Forget the fact that Reish Lakish says it's Asa Midirbanan to have a Chati Shir. But we're talking about Daraisas. Shua is only chal, Shua is only not chal on something that's mushma b'har Sinai. On only something that's asr mederaisa, but saying asr mederbanan, a shvua should be chal. So if you're going to say that v'chitema came into islay heter min haTorah, since really a chatishir is motem min haTorah, and therefore the shvua should be chal on chatishir. So then, carbon shvua. So again, v'chitema came into islay heter min haTorah kachal carbon shvua, the shvua should be chal on it. V'hatanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us shvua sa'edus? There's another category of shvua. The first shvua we mentioned was if you make a shvua to not do something and you do it. You make a shvua to do something and you don't do it. Another type of shvua is shvua sa'edus. What's shvua sa'edus? Where you make a shvua and I say, I swear I do not know any testimony about that following case. And it turns out you in fact did know testimony and you were denying it. You're holding it back. You have to bring a carbon for that. That's called shvua sa'edus, making a shvua that you don't know any testimony, but in fact you do, you bring a carbon shvua. So when this is applied, Mishnah says, shvua sa'edus eino no heges ela beru'uyin lahayid. Shvua sa'edus only works for somebody who is able to testify. Somebody who cannot testify, although he knows the proper testimony, but he can't testify, his shvua is pointless. The fact that he says, I swear I don't know any edus, who cares? Even if you did know the Edus, and even though you do know the Edus, you can't testify, so who cares? So the Gemara continues to explain. Vavinam ba limut emai. What's the case? What's this coming to exclude? Which type of person cannot be an aid? That if he takes a Shua's Edus, it wouldn't be, we wouldn't care because he's not an aid anyways. What are examples? Rapap amar limut emelch. In Melech, Rashi tells us, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that Melech cannot be made. And you can't be me'ed in Allah. You can't, and king cannot give testimony, and you also can't testify about a king. Okay. So a king, therefore, if he were the one to make a shuas edus swearing that he doesn't know any edus, and turns out he does, he's not chayv a carbon because we couldn't accept his testimony anyways. Then comes along, this is what we need this for, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Lim'ute misachik b'kubya. No. It's talking about a case, a person with misachik b'kubya. What's misachik b'kubya? Someone who gambles, he rolls dice. So such a person, he's possible. Rashi explains because he's a gezel gazam midirabanan. Rashi says he's not really stealing. Stealing is when you. This is actually, look at this Rashi. Actually, we'll do Gemara first. Sorry. So Gemara explains v'ham masachet bekuvia midiraisa, says the Gemara mechzichazi. Midiraisa, a gambler, is actually kosher ladies, and it's only mirabanan who de paslua. And only Madira Banan, we say he can't be, he's disqualified from testimony, v'lo kachayla alay deshua, and even though it's only pasa Madira Banan, but Madira Raisa, he's actually a kasher aid, so why is a shvua not chal? So we see then, that a shvua is not chal on Isur Madira Banan. And that again, I told you, it's very, very confusing. So again, let's explain this.
And the point of all of this is to understand what in Yom Kippur?
Right. So I'll pull back together now. So Reish Lakish holds Chati Shir is Asim Midirabanan. If it's Asim Midirabanan, a Shvua should not be Chal on an Isim Midirabanan. But we just brought a Mishnah earlier that said Reish Lakish said a Shvua by the Nevel and Shefos is Chal on the Chati Shir. But why? Shvua is not Chal on an Isim Midirabanan. Just like we find by Shvua's Edus, that Shvuos Eidos is not going to work on a Isser Midrabanan such as a Misachik Bekuvia, as a gambler, who's only disqualified on a Midrabanan level, even though on Derais level you can trust the testimony of a Misachik Bekuvia, still since Midrabanan he's Pasul, the Shvuos Nachal. So just like the Shvuos Nachal on a Pasul Midrabanan as a Misachik Bekuvia, so too the Shvuos shouldn't be Chal on a Chatzishir, which is only Asser Midrabanan. They're both Midrabanans, both the Shvuos should not be Chal.
That's according to one who says the Chatzishir is Midrabanan.
Exactly. All according to Reish Lakish, who holds Asim Midrabanan.
And you should take the money from Goy.
There's another topic about Goy.
That's a mitzvah.
So it's allowed to go to the casino.
The Shulchan Aruch we pass in is Asim, and according to the Shach, Midiraisa to steal from a non-Jew. Asim Midiraisa.
Steal? Nobody said stealing.
What'd you say? You said take.
No.
I was talking about gambling.
But gambling with Goy?
Okay.
Not with Jew.
So that's an interesting question. I don't know. I would say probably not in general, not gambling. Okay, so then so that's the question. So the Gemara answers as follows. Very lumdish answer.
No, but then the Shua is good.
By which case?
Goy.
If you're gambling with a Goy, the Shua is good?
Because you're not a Gazlan. Gazlan is not the din of Jew.
It might depend on why Misach HaBakuvi is possible.
Right, it's also because you're wasting, like you have no tachlis in life. That's the other... Right,
I mean, you can find a case that you know there's a reason why you did that.
You know, if a person does it according to that opinion, if you have a profession and that's just a side thing, so you are being involved tikkun olam, and that's one of the nafkaminas. If you hold it's because of gzeilah midirabanan, so I would assume it probably would apply to a non-Jew as well. I would think so, but I never looked into that aspect. So the Gemara says, so what's pshat? How is a shvua going to be chal on the Isser Midirabanan of Chatzishir according to Reish Lakish? The Gemara says, Shiny Hasim, over there is different. You can't compare Shvuos Eidos and our regular case of a Shvuah. Shvuos Eidos is different. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Im Lo Yagid, if he doesn't tell, the High La Bar Hagadahu Klal. When it comes to the Shvuah, we don't care about his status of being Pasul Midirabanan Midiraisa. We care about in the end of the day. A person, in the end of the day, who cannot give testimony, I don't care why he can't give testimony, because Torah told me, because Chacham told me, if you can't give a testimony, the Shavua is not going to be Chal at all. So it's therefore very different in nature than that of another regular Shavua. So when it comes to Shavua's aid, this all comes about, can a person give a testimony or not? In the end of the day, since he can't, the Shavua is not Chal. But when it comes to Shavua of a regular case of a Shavua, then we would say, even on Isser Midirabanan, the Shvua would be Chal, because Midiraisa, it's Mutter Chatzishir, and only Isser Midirabanan, it's not, the Shvua will be Chal in such a case. Okay, very confusing, but we are running out of time. But very, very confusing. Every time I learn this Gemara, I gotta look at it over better and clearer with the Rashis. So let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, V'chol heicha detani onish kareis lo tani aser. Is it really true? The Gemara assumed, why did the Mishnah say aser? It should have said Anish Kares. Oh, because the Mishnah is talking about actually where there's no Anish Kares. It's talking about Chatzishir, where it's only Aser. But there's no Kares in a Chatzishir. Is it really true that whenever there is Anish Kares, the Gemara does not teach Aser? The Gemara has two options the way to present a case. Either it could say Anish Kares, or it should say Aser. If it's a case of Kares, will it always say Kares and it won't say Aser? V'hatanu, doesn't the Braisa tell me as follows? Afa pisha amru aser bekulan, even though all of them are aser, lo amru anishkaris ela ha'al ha'ochel v'shose v'osim lacha. Even though it says aser in all of them, the onishkaris is only on eating, drinking, and doing mlacha on Yom Kippur. So this is another Braisa. So what's the question here? Goes on to explain kares.
No, but it's kares for others.
Uh-huh.
So is it aser or is it kares?
I see. Even though the Mishnah used the lashon of aser, it really meant anish kares, but that was going back on three of them. Aser and anish kares are really equal, it's saying? I see. Even though it says aser, it's using those two words interchangeably. Even though it says aser, it really means aser or only means kares on three of the five.
Right. Like the Gemara is saying, does every place where it's kares, it says kares and not aser? I mean, it doesn't...
The way you read this is kind of interchangeably. The word aser and anish kares are interchangeable. Again, v'atani, the Braisa says, afa pisha amru aser bekulon, even though it says aser in all of them, lo amru anish kares ela ha'ochev ha'shosev ha'osem lacha. It only says anish kares on the three of them. Implies that it was referring to anish kares the whole time.
So all the Gemara we learned before was basically...
Right, so the Gemara says no. Hachi kamar. The way you read the Braisa is as follows. Kishamru aser, when we said aser, lo amru ela b'chatzi shir, we only refer to aser chatzi shir. Aval kishir, when there is a shir anish kares. V'afa pisha anish kares, ein anish kares, ela olcha v'shosu v'osam lacha b'vad. That's how we get around and reread the Braisa.
Why the Mishnah didn't say specifically shiur, chatzi shiur, finished?
Mishnah's not always so explicit about things.
Another word.
No, but the Mishnah, remember, they didn't have these things written down. They have to memorize all the Mishnahs. Yeah. And a lot of the stuff they took for granted that people knew what the basic halachas were. So they had the Mishnah sometimes a bit terse and short, help them remember things better. And that's supposed to be a nice flow and an easy flow. So
knowing this was obvious.
Right.
They didn't need a half an hour.
Right.
They would read it and then
up. Right. So then the Gemara offers another answer. V'ibayis Eimel, alternatively, we could suggest this follows. Ki katani aser ashar. When the word aser is used, it's going on the rest of them. Reina chanami, there is onish kares on ochel and shosa and the isem lacha. But use the aser because not all the examples in the Mishnah are going to be chayav kares. When it comes to the rechitza, nilasandal, and the tashramita, those are not kares. So the Mishnah couldn't use onish kares. It had to therefore use the lashon of aser. The tanu rabba Rav Yosef, the rabba Rav Yosef taught, bishar sifrei de beirav. In the other Sifrei, not Torah's Kanan, Rashi says, but other in the Sifrei. The Sifrei was the name of the Medrash on Bamidbar and Sefer Dvarim. So they taught the Sifrei in the Beirav. Minai in the Yom HaKippur, Mishasa Berechitza, Besicha, Ovenil Sasando, Betash Shamita. How do you know those things are Aser? Tamalomer Shabason, Shvus. It's only an Iser, but there's no Chiv Karis. So since these other things are only an Iser, but no Chiv Karis, that's why Lashon of the Mishnah was Aser, as opposed to Chiv Karis. Okay, so that makes sense. Okay. So Gemara continues now and says, Gufa, Chati Shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTorah. Machlokas we saw before already, whether Aser or Mutter. Gemara explains what the Machlokas is about. Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTorah, Kevin Dechazi Litzirufei. Since the Chatzi Shir has the ability and potential to be combined with another Chatzi Shir, and then having a second Chatzi Shir will create a full Shir, that's why we asked even a half a Shir. Reish Lakish Amar Mutter Mei HaTorah. It's Mutter because Achila Amar Rachmana V'Leka. It's all about the Maisa Achila. There is only a Maisa Achila, according to Reish Lakish, when you've ate a full Shir. Eating a half a Shir, it's not a Maisa Achila.
Just talking in general, right?
In general, right now talking in general. So within the opinion of Reish Lakish, of Rabbi Yochanan rather, there's a huge Machlokas Achronim, a lot of discussion. Whenever you see Chatzi Shir, you always have to raise this following question. What does it mean Chatzi Litzirufei? Does Chatzi Litzirufei mean, really practically, has to have the ability to combine something? Or do we say, since in theory it can combine, that itself gives it Chashivas? In other words, what's a Nafka Mina? Let's say a person is eating Chametz, the last few minutes of Pesach. Last day of Pesach, Yom Shvi, Shvi Shal Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. Last 2 minutes to eat half a shear. And there's no time left for him to eat another half a shear. Is this going to be Aser or not, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Some say it'll be Mutter, because since he cannot, it does not have the ability to combine with another half a Chametz, because the day's over, he'll be Pater, he'll be Mutter to do this. But if you say no, half a shear simply shows us that it's Chashivish in the Hefts of the food. Even though it's only half the shear, it's still a chashivas to it. So that will also be us, even though I can't actually fill it, finish it up the shear. The very statement of chazli tzufi, the fact that it has this theoretical possibility, that gives a chashivas, and therefore it's aser.
It actually goes on the heft and not on the person.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so now the also raised another question I'll just point out here. Whenever dealing with chati shir, you should always raise the questions: chati shir and iser klali or iser prati. What does it mean, iser klali or iser prati? Iser klali means, is chati shir just in general iser of chati shir, regardless of what iser your person's violating, whether it's eating chametz, whether it's eating a nevela, whether it's carrying on Shabbos outside an Erev. When they say chati shir, does that mean it's just a general iser of chati shir? I violate the same aveira, whatever aveira I'm doing, it's really an iser of chati shir? Or no, it's a chati shir of that particular iser. So when I carry outside less than a shear, is that an iser of hotzah, but less than a shear? When I eat half a chametz, half a kazayas of chametz, is that a half a iser chametz? When I eat nevela of half a shear, is it half an iser nevela? Or again, is it an iser klali? There's iser chati shear. Chati shear takes depending on the context, but it's always one iser of chati shear. That's a big machlokas. Iser klali versus iser prati, we have a similar thing by lifnei iver. It's a very good example as well. Lifnei iver. I put a stumbling block in front of somebody, literally. But we apply it to an iser lifnei iver. If I, let's say, I place in front of a nazir wine, or I place in front of a yid, a chametz and pesach. So what's the lifnei iver? Is that a general iser of lifnei iver? Each time I do a different aveir, but it's one iser, my lifnei iver checkbook gets checked for putting chametz, and the same thing gets checked for putting a wine in front of a nazir, or no? When you put a wine in front of a nazir, you're violating the iser of naziris. By me putting chametz in front of a yid on a pesach, that's me violating chametz. Does it take on its whatever iser it's involved in? That's this type of chakir of iser klali versus iser prati. Same thing by chati shir.
This one is tough to say that it's a stretch.
That's iser klali?
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, it's out there.
On lifnei iver is different because you basically bring over a real avera midiraisa, which is it says written lifnei iver. But in Torah, it doesn't say al tochal chati shir.
So we'll see in a second. The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk that includes that and views it as a chati shir.
Right.
And the Rishonim argue, well, is it because of chazi l'tzrufei or is it because of the gezeiras hakasav? That depends on these two things. Okay. And one more other chakir. So one other important thing about chati shir, since we're talking about it in general, chati shir is one of the examples of a siag d'araisa. To siag the rice. Normally, a siag, the first Mishnah in Brachos tells us, siag is chacham create a siag. They create a fence so we don't violate the real issur deraisa.
Right.
So, for example, let's say it comes to eat kachim. We say eat kachim before, or say shema, even though mishma you could say all night until alos hashachar, you should say it, don't say it after chatzos, after midnight, because you might forget about it. I've got more time. Midnight should be the cutoff, midir banam. So, you shouldn't come to forget shema. That's a siag. We have a few examples where there's a siag midiraisa, where the Torah itself created a siag.
Nida.
Chati, what?
Nida.
Nida.
You shouldn't come close.
So there might be, well, you see, Nida, the I'm trying to think, Nida is that an example? I know Yichud's an example.
Because the Torah explicitly says, it uses the word korev or karav to come close, but that's the actual iser.
Tashmish.
Yeah.
You're saying all the, let's say, Nigia and...
Right, so since it's Hora may explicitly said, Karev to come close is also an Isser, that was the fence to not actually have relations.
So that's Machlokas Rambam, whether Chibuk and Nishik, hugging and kissing, whether that's Issa Deraisa. If you assume it's Issa Deraisa, you could still say, well, that might just be an Issa Deraisa, not necessarily because of Siag, that's just an Issa Deraisa. Or you could say, no, it's actually a Siag to Tashmish. I hear. So another example, again, this siag, chati shir, is a siag, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's an issa deraisa, it's a siag deraisa, lest you come to eat the full shir. Other examples are bishul basar v'chalav. Some say that bishul basar v'chalav, that's only siag, lest you come to actually eat the basar v'chalav together.
And that's midoraisa, that divashaget divashaget.
Exactly. So a lot of Rav Yosef Engel has a whole list of things. It's a fun topic. Okay, anyways. So it continues the Gemara now. We got some good stuff. It's been a while if we had any of this good stuff.
Yeah, this is very good.
And the kutchim stuff. So the Gemara says, Eisive. Eisive says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan asks Reish Lakish the following. Ein li ela kol sheyeshen b'onesh, yeshen b'azhara. I only know something that has a chiv kares, that there is an azhara. Koi, unclear how to pronounce the word koi. Koi kvi, it's an animal that has certain attributes like a chai, like a wild animal, and there's certain attributes like a behemoth, like a domesticated animal. And they're nafkaminas, for example, kisay adam. Kisay adam, after you shecht an animal, you have to cover the blood. Kisay adam only applies to an oaf and a chaya, a bird and a wild animal, such as a deer. It does not apply to a behemoth like a cow. So a koi, is there going to be a kisay adam? Well, it depends whether it's a chaya or whether it's a behemoth. So when it comes to a koi, nechatsi shir, hol ve'enu bonish kar, oh, bonish, yachol einu b'hazara, you might think since chatishir, eating something chatishir, there's no chiv kares, so therefore there should be no iser at all. And when it comes to koi also, there should also be no kares. No kares on what?
On the chalev.
On the chalev, okay, on the fats, the iser fats. Normally when you eat chalev of an animal, there's a chiv kares. So when you eat the fats of a koi, since you don't know if it's a behem or a chaya, the chalev only applies to a behem, not to a chaya, I think, right?
Yeah.
So if it's a behemoth, the chaylev is aser. If it's a chaya, the chaylev is not aser. So, since you don't know, since there's no chiv karis on a koi, there's no chiv karis on a chatishir, maybe there shouldn't be an hazara, there shouldn't be a lav either. Tamu lomer kol chaylev. Kol chaylev, all chaylevs, even when there's a suffix, it's such as a koi, even then, is there going to be an iser of eating a suffix koi, the chaylev of a koi? So we see that kol comes to include even things that don't have an onish. And in this brisa, even a chatishir, even though chatishir is less than a shir, the pasuk kol chaylev comes to include that it's a daraisa chatishir. It's a raya for Rabbi Yochanan and a kasha Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish responds, midirabanan v'kara b'smachta b'almu. It's not a real drasha, this isn't an esmachta. It's an esmachta. They found the interesting smach in the Torah, but it's not a daraisa din according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan argues it is daraisa. Hachinami Mustavra.
So
yeah.
The limud kol is just an asmachta, not a.
According to Reish Lakish, at least. Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's a real drasha, though.
No.
So Hachinami Mustavra, this is quite logical to explain this way, says the Gemara. Ditagadaitach deraisa, if you thought kol chel was a real din deraisa, koi sveikahu, it's a krol lasu sveika. We just said before, koi is a sveika, it's a safik. We don't know if it's a chayyab behem, we don't know. The Torah knows, we just don't know. Does the Torah need to come to include a safik case? The Torah knows the chaya is either a chaya, sorry, the koi is either a chaya or it's a behem. We just don't know. So why is the Torah coming to include kol, to include suffik? Must be that this drasha above is not a real drasha. It's simply an esmach de balmo. And therefore we're machmir on the koi, not to eat the chaylev of a koi.
No, but chatzishir, it's also not a suffik.
Right, but the fact that we include them together, chatzishir and koi, in the very same brisa, so just like the drasha onto the koi can't be deraisa, because there's no suffik for the deraisa. So to chatishir, which is coupled together with it, must not be a deraisa either.
Who says that kol is including, could be including suffix of human people, but not of Hashem?
No, because the
meaning kol is just teaching us that whenever somebody has a doubt and it's a suffix, you should just go lechumra and include it as an isur maybe. Not that Hashem has a doubt if koi is an animal, is a chay or a behemah.
Right, but the way the drash is presented, it sounds like it's coming particularly to include a koi. This animal koi.
Right.
Even though it's, koi is a suffix, it's going to be included in the issur of chaylev. So it should have said, according to you, it should have said, anytime there's a suffix, we should just be machmir. But we know that concept. We already know suffix deraisa l'chumra. That's right. From other reasons we know that.
Right.
So kol is not coming to include the general concept of kol. Suffolk deraisas, it's coming to include this koi. But the Torah can't be coming to include koi, because the Torah knows what a koi is. We just don't know what a koi is. So the fact that the koi is only, it's not a real drasha, so too the chadishir can't be a real drasha either. Gemara says, Imi Shimha, if that was your problem, the fact that Torah is coming to include koi, hello Iria, kesavir, that's not a problem. Why? Because kesavir, b'ria b'fnei atzmahi, there is a such an opinion that, no, a koi, actually, that's a creation. It is a creature that happens to have both...
What is a koi?
I'm not sure what type of animal it is.
We learned it in which Gemara?
It comes up a few places.
A few years ago.
Comes up a number of places. Comes up in Zchul.
It's an animal.
It was in here.
Right, it was an animal in those days that it had simanim of a chaya and of a behemah.
Said so goat and a deer, a crossbreed of both them.
Yeah, it's something to relate that.
We don't know what it is, koi, but they didn't know if it was a chaya.
Is there such a thing today as well?
Called dog, somewhat domesticated and non-domestic.
So some people say that the koi is not the behemah or the chaya. It's in itself a different thing, like.
It's the llama. You know the llama?
Yeah, llama.
Yeah.
Sure. They make coats of that.
Okay, fine. We got not so much time left. So the Gemara thinks, no, the Gemara says, koi bria b'fin asma, it's a creature on its own. It's not a suffix. It happens to have both attributes of a chai and a behemah. So that's why it was included in koi. In fact, it is a real drasha. The Torah is telling me that even though a koi has both a chai and a behemah, we have to treat it with the chumras. The lo te mahachi, if you don't say this way, Hadamar of Idi bar Abin off kolas to the koi, koi sveika, who? Itzrich karla ribuya sveika, and the bria shiny, hachanai bria shiny. It brings another case where we have a pasuk which includes koi into something else in terms of the iser dam. So we have to come to include it into iser dam that you can't eat the dam of the, this comes to, yeah, eating the dam. But I thought all dam, I'm not sure what the suffix is here. Second.
Okay. Anything that's similar to an off and a behemah.
Okay, so we have a word kol comes to include a koi there as well. Just like we enter there that the koi is because of bria b'fnei atzmo, here too also is a bria b'fnei atzmo, it's not a suffix.
Okay.
Let's try to go through this quickly now. This should, I think, a little bit easier. Tanu Rabbanam. Tanu esaf shoseichem, the pasuk says, you should
I'm sorry, afflict yourself with pain, yeah. Whereas in Ubriya, we also have the limud on Chatzi Shir.
Exactly. Once that's a good limud, here too also.
The whole thing is a good limud.
Exactly. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. Where it says, Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Esnaf Shoseichem, a person should afflict himself with the pain on Yom Kippur. How? Right. Yachol Yoshev Bechemus. Oh, but go sit in the heat or sit in the cold and freeze yourself or get boiling hot from the sun. Kadeshi Yitzhar, in order to get pained. The pasuk also says, "Don't do any melacha." What's the connection of melacha to inui? Ma melacha shevi al tasa. Just like melacha is sit and don't do anything. Don't be active. Be very passive. Af inui nefesh shevi al tasa. So to inui should be sit back and be passive. Don't go out of your way to become hot. Don't go out of your way to be cold. Just sit and be passive.
That's the inui nefesh.
Yeah.
The inui nefesh is the adding of the adol.
This one.
It's not Shevel Tasir, it's not Inui. No, you don't eat, sit and don't drink, don't tashmish, don't this, don't sink, and that's the Inui. Right, that's Shevel Tasir, sit and don't do anything. But Shevel Tasir refers to... No, meaning... That's what you shouldn't do.
That means you're taking an active role and moving yourself to where there is sun.
But the action itself has an Inui inside it, Shev Bachama or Batsina. But here, Shevel Tasir by itself...
That's the point.
No, it's Shevel Tasir plus the Al Tuchal Al Tishtel.
No, we're saying what type of Inui has to be an Inui similar to Malacha. Just like Malacha is sit and don't do, so to Inui is sit and don't do. Sit and don't eat. Sit and don't drink.
Okay. So sit and don't eat. Sit and don't, yeah.
But you don't have to go to the heat and get up and
I
go to the cold.
No.
Okay. So Gemara says, Ema, so maybe say, if it's about Sheva V'Altasa, Ema, Hecha D'Yasa B'Shimsha V'Chaimla, let's say a person's sitting, happens to be sitting outside and it gets very, very hot. So then maybe Lo Nema, like Lo Nema, like Kum To Betulo. Say, you're not allowed to get up and tuv and sit betula in the shade. Yasa betula v'karla, let's say sitting in the shade, it gets very cold and windy, maybe lo nema like kum to b'shimsha, we're not allowed to say to him, go get up and sit in the sun. You have to stay where you are. Shave yal tasi. Sit and afflict yourself in the cold, in the freezing cold. Sit and afflict yourself in the sun that you happen to find yourself in. So Gemara says, no, dumyo dimlacha, similar to melacha, ma melacha lo chelkas ba, af ina lo tachlek ba. Just like melacha, there's no distinction. So too, when it comes to heat and cold, there's no distinction. So what does that mean, there's no distinction?
So... חמישה עיונים, העיונים
שמשנתנו.
שתמיד הוא...
Well, don't do specific this one, because that doesn't consider...
Has to be always, always Shebel Tase. Not that in this occasion is Shebel Tase.
I see, okay. Opposed to eating and drinking or work, no matter where you are, whatever situation is always going to be usher.
Right.
This is going to be depending on where, you,
where
are.
You are.
Okay. So there's the Gemara now. Tanya Idach, another Brisa states, Tanu esnaf shoseichem yachol yashu bechama betzina v'yitztayers, and should sit, if he's fine, he should go ahead and get himself hot and get himself cold. Tamalomer v'chol mlocha lo sasu, ma mlocha davar shechayavim ala v'mokum acher, af ino nefesh shechayavim ala v'mokum acher. Just like mlocha that we refer to in Yom Kippur is referring to a mlocha we find elsewhere that you're asked to do, so to the inoy that's mentioned has to be referring to another inoy that's mentioned elsewhere. We never find anywhere mentioning of sitting in the sun, sitting in the cold as being an inoy, so it must be referring to something that exists elsewhere. Veza zeh, what's another inoy that's mentioned elsewhere? Zeh pigol v'nosar.
I understand. So,
where is the pigol v'nosar mentioned as inoy? That you can't eat. We're looking for another place where you find the chi of karis. So just like melacha, chi of karis elsewhere.
Shabbos, just as melacha in Shabbos, your chi of karis, Yom Kippur is asur. Then we have to find something else that.
Right, so we do find in nefesh, namely pigal nosar, where if a person eats, he gets a chi of karis for eating pigal, he gets a chi of karis for nosar. So too, the inoy we're talking about here must be referring to when you eat on Yom Kippur, you get a chi of karis as well.
Why is pigal and notar inoy? She'achol v'asa she'u pigal or notar kol yomot ha'shana chayav alaf karet. So what?
From not eating, from not being able to eat the pigal and the nosar, not eating any food, that's an inoy. Holding back, refraining, that's, I guess, the pain we're referring to. That's inoy. Okay. So Gemara says, maybe avi pigal v'nosar shein bakaris, v'lo avi esa tevel shein bakaris. Maybe this only iser of eating, I shouldn't be able to eat pigal nosar Yom Kippur, but maybe I should be able to eat tevel, that's not chay bakaris. Tamalomer tanu, v'anisem es nashu seichem, riba. So the double lashon of tanu vanisem comes to include more types of inoys, not only karis, not only pigal nosar, but even things that are not subject to nosar, such as karis, such as tevel. Avia tevel should be misa v'lo aviasa nevela shena b'misa. Maybe I'll include tevel, which if I eat tevel is something that's untithed. I have a pile of fruit that no one took truma from and no one took maaser from. Maybe only those tevel that is chayv misa, as opposed to nevela, where there is no chayv misa for eating nevela. The double lashon of inoy comes to include all types of foods. Maybe only something that's usher in general. Usher, I can't eat nevela, it's an issa deraisa. May chulin, which is mutter in general, maybe that I can eat on Yom Kippur. The double lashon tells me to include all inum, all types of eating.
Could we just... No, that's right, but I don't get this one with the pigul. It's saying that in that case you should only be us, or only pigul should be us. It's saying you have to learn from Shabbat, from Melacha with Shabbat. Same way as in Yom Kippur is Asur Melacha, it's only because somewhere else is also an Asur, like Isur Melacha on Shabbat, right?
Right.
So it's saying, well, then we should only limit the Isur of Achila to pigul, because pigul is...
the highest level.
Right.
That's the worst
thing. And then it's saying no. Why is it saying no?
Because it's double lashon. It says tanu, and then it says va'anisim v'snaf shoseichem. Two inuys.
Which means that it would include
other things.
Any food also. Right. And then what's the next question?
So then it keeps going down levels. It goes from...
So it should say tevel.
May tevel, because that's echiyem misa. Not karis, but echiyem misa,
right.
But not nevela. Nevela only has a lav.
Right.
Tanu, va'anisim v'snaf shoseichem comes to
include. Keeps on repeating everything.
Goes levels.
Okay.
Now from nevela, we're going now to chulin. And now, again... So the Gemara says, "Tamalomer of Tanuva Nisma Snaf Shoseichem Riba Avias and Nevela Shehu Belav Lo Avias Achulin Sheina Belav." Maybe the Isha only exists by Nevela, but not by Achulin. Tamalomer Tanu Vanisma Snaf Shoseichem Riba. It includes that as well. So then the Gemara suggests maybe Avias Achulin Sheina Mekum Achul. Maybe it should include Achulin that there's no mitzvah to eat. There's just a rishus. If a person wanted to eat, he should eat Achulin. Lo Avias Atruma Shibekum Achul. But maybe chuma would be allowed. Since when I'm eating the chuma, a kohen eats a chuma, he's mekayim a mitzvah derais of eating the chuma, so maybe that should be allowed on Yom Kippur. We're going now from the worst to the best.
This only applies to kohen.
Correct.
There will be no case for
exactly. Tamalomer, tanu, vinisim esnaf shashechem riba. Again, the same two words are being used to include all types of foods. Avies atchuma she'enu b'kum b'chol b'enu b'bal tosiru. Maybe I'll come to exclude chuma because I can eat it after Yom Kippur. There's no real urgency to eat the chuma. But mekodshim, not only do I have a chiv to eat the kodshim and a mitzvah to eat the kodshim, there's actually an issur for me to leave it over until I become nosar. I can't eat it anymore. Tamalomer, tanu, v'anisim asnash shosechem, riba, comes to include that as well. Vim nifshach lomar, if you're going to ask me a question, any of the rais I brought above, says the Gemara, harehu omer, I'll bring you another raya, that inui must be referring to eating. V'havad tiyas nefesh hahi. The Pasuk says, I will cause the loss of that nefesh. So, how inui shu avod this nefesh, so it must be referring to an inui that could create avidas nefesh, that create someone to die from. V'zezeh, which type of inui can create someone to die from, that cause someone to die? Zeh achila v'shasiya. That's referring to eating and drinking. So if you don't like what I said above of the inoy, the first gesture was, how do I know the inoy refers to eating and drinking, that you can't eat and drink? First one was a connection to malacha. Just like malacha is something where us or elsewhere, so to the inoy is referring to an inoy that's us or elsewhere. And Ibn Shachloma, like Gemara says, if there's a question you have, we'll see what the question will be in a second, I have another raya for you, another proof that inoy means eating, because the pasuk in Achimot says, avedas ad nefesh, an inoy that could cause a person to die. What's that? Eating and drinking, that type of inoy, without eating and drinking, a person could die. So Gemara says,
I'm sorry. So basically on the achila, what's the isur somewhere else? We're saying that the isur is pigul, nosar, and tevel, and all that. It's just that the Torah riva, is that what we're saying?
That the isur is on all food.
Right. But what's the isur somewhere else on food?
So we're saying the kares. We wanted to know.
So we include all tevel and trumos and.
Right. The pasuk clearly says that for violating inoy Yom Kippur, you get kares.
Right.
Well, what type of inoy? So Gemara says, well, is there another type of inoy that you get chiyav kares on?
Right.
Well, so yeah, we have pigal nosar. Those are also inuyim that I can't eat them.
Right.
That's painful, I guess. So I get kares if I were to eat them.
Right.
So the same thing here. Also for eating something on Yom Kippur, I will get kares. It must be achila, right, is the definition of inui.
So we keep that limud. It's only that we include everything because it says the double lash.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So Gemara says now, we're first wide line down. My v'im nefshach lomar. What does Gemara mean when it said im nefshach lomar? If you wanted to say, that's a way of saying, if you wanted to ask a question on the first drasha of the connection of malachat inui, I'll give you a second drasha. So what was the question? V'im nefshach lomar, says the Gemara, v'chi tema b'arayos k'mishtai kra. If you say that pasuk is referring to Arayos, so look at Rashi. Rashi is tema by Arayos k'mishayikra. It's around halfway down in Rashi's. Kolomar inoy detashmish k'mishayikra. When the pasuk is the inoy in the context of Yom Kippur, maybe it's referring to the refraining of tashmish. Detashmish nami kri inoy k'dilakaman. We'll see later on how tashmish is, or the holding back of tashmish, is also considered an inoy. So maybe that's the inoy that's talking about. We have an inoy elsewhere. Again, the Gemara, going back. Gemara wants to know, what did inoy mean on Yom Kippur? Where else do we see inoy? So Gemara says, inoy must mean holding back from eating. Gemara says, no, you could have interpreted inoy to mean the isser of tashmish, because elsewhere we see that the person not having tashmish is considered inoy. If you're going to say that, then the Gemara brings another drasha back to the Gemara. So, v'chi tema, the first Y line down says, v'chi tema, ba'arayos k'mishtai kra, the pasuk of inoy is really referring to tashmish amita. Omer, we have another pasuk that tells me it's referring to eating. What's the pasuk? That's the second Joshua we bring to tell me that inoy is referring to eating and drinking, or the not eating or drinking. Debate Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Nemar. Tana. Nemar kan inoy. V'nemar lahalan inoy. It says inoy here. It says inoy later on. Rashi quotes, where does it say later on? V'nemar lahalan inoy. V'yancha v'yarivecha. The pasuk in Dvarim, it talks about Lashem Inoy, clearly referring to Vayari Vecha, means to starve. So there, the word Inoy is referring to not eating. Malahalan Inoy Ravon, Afkan Inoy Ravon. Just like there, Inoy is referring to starving, so to hear, Inoy is referring to not eating.
It says Vayan Chavir Vecha Vayachilcha Itaman.
Well, I think the Lashem Vayari Vecha itself, Rav, means not eating.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but how did he solve it? He gave you man, so it's obviously...
Talking about eating.
Yeah, because he basically the opposite is that he gave you man.
Okay, so there is the elsewhere Inoy. That's how we know Inoy in the context of Yom Kippur is referring to eating as well. V'neilaf mi'im tanes benosi. So maybe it should be learned from another pasuk of Inoy. He's referring to Inoy of Tashmish Shemitah. But this is talking about right when Lavan chased Yaakov and he said, "Listen, you don't hold back Tashmish for my daughters." So there, Lashon Ta'aneh, Lashon Inoy is referring to Tashmish. So why don't we learn from there that Inoy actually means Tashmish and not eating and drinking? Gemara says, "Dunin Inoy Dirabim, Inoy Dirabim, Vein Dunin Inoy Dirabim, Inoy Diachid," because it makes sense to learn Inoy of the Rabim, Inoy of Yom Kippur, which applies to the Rabim, from another Inoy of Rabim referring to the Inoy of the Man, as opposed to learning from Inoy of a Yachid of a particular Yachid, namely that of Yaakov and his wives. So then Gemara says, "Okay, I'll bring you another case where there is such a thing as Inoy the Rabim, Benilaf Mi Inoy de Mitzrayim, Dichsi Vayar Es in and." Yes, Einu there refers to the pain, the mloch, I would assume. So, Varminan Zu preaches Derech Eretz. That's referring to refraining from Tashmish Shemitah there as well. So we see, there's an Inoy of Rabim, where it's referring to Tashmish Shemitah. Ela Dunan Inoy Bidi Shemayim, Inoy Bidi Shemayim, Ein Dunan Inoy Bidi Shemayim, Inoy Bidi Adam. Because we want to rather choose an Inoy, a Bidi Shemayim of Yom Kippur, from another Inoy, a Bidi Shemayim, namely that of the Man. As opposed to learning from an Inoy that was created by the Mitzrayim, but Bidei Adam. That's why we opt for the Inoy of the eating, because that's learned from Bidei Shemayim as well. Maybe I'll go to the bottom, right? We still have a few minutes. Maybe we'll stop here. It happens to be a long daf tomorrow also, but it's more a gada.
So we're in Tashmish?
I'm sorry?